Welcome to the Career Happiness Podcast. My name is Soma Ghosh. I am the founder of a business called the Career Happiness Mentor. And within this podcast, we explore themes around career happiness, confidence, well-being, and so much more. Not only do I do one-to-one personalized episodes to really, really support you as a listener, but you will have the chance to listen to really, really amazing guests from all corners of not just world, but different industries. It's really, really important that you are not only happy in your career, but you make time to progress in a way that feels right for you. So if you want to have more energy in your career, change your career, find out more about how to potentially start a business, or even help your teenager with careers advice, this is the podcast for you. Thanks so much. Hello, everyone. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about three ways to cope with career fatigue. So this is a topic which has come up in client conversations. It's come up online as well when I've been discussing it with people. And in general, you'll notice a bit of a theme for January. There are going to be more guests coming on as well. But as many of you know, I am rebranding and the new website is out. So if you want to go and have a look at it, you can see the link. And this is the soft launch at the minute of the website. You can see the link in the show notes. But this episode is something that I know so many of us struggle with at the beginning of the year and during winter. So it's kind of almost an add-on to the first episode of season 4, which was all about the January blues. And career fatigue is something that I know not only people are struggling with, but even people who really, really enjoy their job are struggling with this one. So this is a little bit different, but also in terms of talking about career fatigue here, we're not saying that necessarily you're bored with your job, you're tired of your work. We're also talking about people who maybe are burning themselves out a little bit. And remember, if you're new to this podcast, you can go back and have a look at the episodes around burnout, and I'll put all of those in the show notes for you to go and listen to when you've got some more time. But the whole point of this episode also is to maybe re-energize you if you're in that situation. It's also for those people who aren't happy as well in the second way. And this is what I want to say to you. If you feel that your work is just not satisfying you anymore and you want some motivation and some tools and some practices in this short episode to just go away and think, gosh, I just need a way to cope with this situation whilst I'm in it. So it's for those of you who do actually really, really like your job and you love it, but you're just fatigued with the general feeling of the winter blues and also just with everything that's going on at the minute with COVID and everything else, you just feel career fatigue in that sense and working from home. But it's also for those of you who aren't happy at work and just need that little bit of motivation and a push to move things forward. And one of the main reasons I really wanted to tackle this, not just about the winter blues, but I wanted to tackle this because fatigue is a word that we don't pay enough attention to. It's related to, you know, exhaustion as well. And the actual Oxford English Dictionary definition is a feeling of extreme tiredness. And that is exactly what kind of relates back to your career. When you're feeling tired with your career, and that can mean a lot of different things. I'm not going to go into every single thing in this episode, but what I will say is I actually looked at the definition of exhaustion as well. And exhaustion is basically a state of extreme physical or mental tiredness. That's what it means in the Oxford Dictionary. Or the action of using something up or the state of being used up. These are the kind of two things that come up. And I want to say here that being exhausted, especially after Christmas and everything else that's happened, is completely normal. So if you are feeling fatigued, if you are feeling tired, overwhelmed, a little bit like, how am I going to cope with the rest of January? Which I know many of us feel, and I even sometimes feel like that, guys. It really is all about just trying to have some things in place to just help push you along gently, but also make sure that you get adequate rest. And I'll put some other links to other episodes that you may find useful if you're feeling this way. And just to reiterate that very clearly, so that you feel like you've got a friendly ear in your headphones if you're listening to this right now, whatever you're doing, many of you could be cooking or doing something else, then you just got this friendly, supportive ear just guiding you along the way. So, how are the three ways you can cope with career fatigue? What can you do? The first one, the first kind of tip and the first kind of way is pretty kind of logical. You're going to say to me, but Soma, that's a logical one. Why are you saying this? But this is really, really important because all of you who listen to this podcast are unique individuals in your own right. And you're going to be listening to this with your own standpoint, your own situations, and your own circumstances. If you're working from home right now and you're in a house share, or you're in a situation where you're having to work from home and you have limited space, that could be causing you to have career fatigue because you could be working in your bedroom the whole time. You could be eating there. You could be doing pretty much everything there apart from obviously eating or, you know, going to the bathroom. So if you're only in that one room and then you've got just like a living room which is shared by other people because it's a house share, you may be feeling career fatigue because of lack of space, lack of energy. You are going out as often as you can on the weekend, but you notice because of the level of work that you have, you're just not able to get out of your bedroom that you work in, even though you have a desk in your bedroom. I'm setting up a picture because I know a lot of people have this going on right now, even though you have a desk, but you're in that room pretty much all day. And that's causing you to feel fatigued with your career because you really, really love the work you're doing, but that exhaustion is just getting to you. So the first tip is about figuring out what is causing the career fatigue. So is it that you're only in one environment all day? And what can you do to really, really combat that? Is there opportunity for you to go into the office a little bit more? Or if you feel comfortable going to a co-working space or thinking about talking to your company and trying to find out ways where you're not always working from home? That's the first thing I want to say. But also, this tip is all around figuring out what's causing it. So as I said, lack of space. The other thing could be in terms of what may be causing the career fatigue could be that you are having to go into the office and you, when you come home, you have a family and you're having to then juggle the rebalance of going into work and doing everything at home again. And you're finding that hard because you've almost come out of this lull from lockdown. You know, you were quite used to working from home and now you're not working from home again. You're just a bit like, okay, how do I get out of this, you know, routine? And I'm actually really, really tired and I'm really, really exhausted by everything that's going on in life. And I am not sure how I'm going to cope with this, or you've had an illness. Maybe you had COVID or you had another illness during that time. I know that a lot of people have said to me that if they suffer from a chronic illness or they've had a chronic illness diagnosis during 2020 to now, what's happened is that it's made them really, really analyze on the fact and reflect on their life and think, actually, the fatigue I'm feeling is not just related to my health and my mental state, but it's related to my career now because I'm feeling a little bit fed up and I know I need to change my career. I know I need to change things in my job, but I'm actually not doing anything about it. So the first way to really cope with career fatigue is to figure out what's causing it. And I've given some very kind of small examples there because they're the general examples that I have found come up in my career advice practice. But what I would say is that anything could be causing the career fatigue, anything from working long hours to not having boundaries to not establishing the fact that you know and you've known for the longest time possible, especially if there's been a restructure or there's been redundancies, that you know that you've not really been voicing your opinion about things at work or the work you're doing, and you're beginning to feel fatigued and tired of the work you're doing because it's not lighting you up anymore, or because you're doing repetitive tasks, etc., etc. First way to cope with it is to figure out what is causing it and then to do something about it is what I would say, which kind of ties into the next tip a little bit, or the next way to cope with career fatigue. Number two is what needs to happen going forward from this. Once you figure out what's causing it, once you figure out why you're tired, why you're having the career fatigue, why you're feeling fed up, what needs to happen going forward from this. And this may seem pretty like logical, like, you know, I know what I need to do. I need to talk to my manager, or I need to find ways where I can have more flexible working, or I need to find ways where I can get a new job, or not have to drive to work, or not have to do this, or not have to do that. In theory, this may sound very simplistic, but in practice, what I found when I'm working with my clients is we can sometimes overcomplicate the second part of this in terms of what needs to happen going forward, because this isn't just about the present, this is about the future. And I think a lot of people who are feeling career fatigue within the first part of the month, because this quarter can tend to be quite busy, you know, for a lot of us who are doing tax returns, who maybe even if you work in the financial services sector, this is a really busy time because you're having to do a lot of extra work, maybe work extra long hours, maybe work even nights for many of you. You're maybe feeling that career fatigue because you are actually not making enough space for your own energy with your friends and family or anything else that you need to do. So when we talk about what needs to happen going forward, we're not just talking about the steps you need to take in terms of talking to people and what you can do about it. We're also talking about a long-term strategy here, because the pattern I find with career fatigue when I've had people come to me is they end up falling back into these patterns. And that can be really, really self-destructive, not just for you, but for your dynamics in terms of where you live and the relationships that you have. I've known a lot of people when they have come to me that if they are feeling career fatigue because they're overworking and they're not working in alignment with where they want to be, it affects their relationships, it affects how they show up. And career fatigue isn't just about tiredness here. There's a mental health aspect here that I really, really want to bring up. And I think is very, very important, because when I've spoken about burnout, I've said that burnout can lead to mental health issues. And then, you know, you need further medical and clinical support. Very, very important. And I've mentioned that and I've signposted that in various parts of the podcast previously. But what I want to say here is if your career fatigue is leading you to immense stress, anxiety, anything where you're feeling low or not in a good place, this is where you need to work long term to have particular strategies in place. But also moving forward, once you know the reason why you're feeling fatigued, and it could even be something as simple as a health related thing. It could be, I know that a lot of people have vitamin D deficiencies, and it was something that I remember years ago when I went to the doctor. I couldn't figure out why I was tired all the time, and I figured it was iron. I didn't figure for a second it could be vitamin D, because it wasn't something that had come up previously when I was in my 20s, maybe because I was out in the sun a little bit more. But as soon as I started to work indoors a lot more and in schools and certain offices, it's something that I developed. And I remember a really fantastic GP that I saw a few years ago. He said to me, once you take these heavy ones, what I would suggest, Trauma, is you just take the ones that you get over the counter and have it every day, especially from September to April, May. And then just make sure you get out in the sun as much as possible. And since then, I haven't had issues with my vitamin D because of that wonderful tip that he gave me. And it's really, really helped with my exhaustion levels during the autumn and winter, apart from obviously when I'm suffering with my endo stuff. But I really, really want to point that out, because I think a lot of the time it can be something medical, which is why we're feeling fatigued. And then that fatigue goes into our career and the work that we do. So it could be iron, it could be vitamin D, it could be anything else. So going for a blood test, going to see your doctor, these are very basic things. But I think sometimes we can neglect these things when we feel that we have to please and compensate people and that we have to like be there for everybody. And, you know, I'm talking here to the mums especially. You know, as mums, you do such an amazing job and you're always putting your children's needs first. But it's that whole emphasis of it's very, very important to put your own oxygen mask on first, that whole principle. That if you're not looking after your own needs as a parent, if you're a parent listening to this, or if you're a carer or anybody who has a caring capacity, or a foster parent perhaps, you know, whatever capacity you're in right now, you've got to look after yourself. And the career fatigue moving forward, there's got to really, really be emphasis on what's going to happen. What are you going to do so you make sure that you're not fatigued by the career? Because most importantly, if you love your job, or whether regardless of whether you love your job or not, if there are bills to pay, what can you do to make sure that you're not constantly getting physically ill, mentally ill? And what is it that can be there to really, really help support you? So what's going to happen going forward with this is basically what I mean. And the way to really, really cope with the career fatigue here is to think about having strategies and tools in place. So for example, one of the ways of coping with it is if you have about 3 minutes in the morning to reflect. I mentioned the 6-minute diary in the previous episode. Have a journal in the morning to reflect if you can. Otherwise, maybe do some exercise. Think about going for a long brisk walk or a run if you can do so in the morning or in the evening, whichever way you can cope. Think about strategies and tools that you can have in place so that you're not feeling fatigued. And also the other one is, this is a really, really important one, and I've done an episode related to stress and related to overwork and all of those kind of things, and I'll put all the links in the show notes. But the other thing is to make sure that you delegate things as much as possible, because if that fatigue is going into other areas of your life and there's a lack of balance, there's something that a lot of coaches use that I know I used initially at the beginning. I've not really used it with clients so much because it doesn't really fall into careers advice and guidance, but it's been used in conjunction with the work I've done previously when I've been coached, and that is the Wheel of Life. The Wheel of Life is all about balance, and it's all about the different quadrants that we have in our life. So one area is sometimes health and fitness, another area is work, another area could be family and friends time. So think about all of these quadrants and where there is a disproportionate balance, because if there is a disproportionate balance, there are things that you can do to really, really work on that so you're not feeling fatigued, so you're not letting people down. If you're a single parent, let's just say, or you're a parent listening to this who doesn't have full access to your children, let's put it out there, because this does sometimes happen, how can you make sure that you're spending enough time with your kids if you've got shared or joint custody of your children? And what are the things that you can do so that you're not working too hard? Because that's what career fatigue is about. Career fatigue isn't just about feeling tired with your work or tired at work. It's about making sure you're not overworking. And lastly, for those of you who are really, really unhappy with your job right now and you're feeling career fatigue, I really want you to think about what you can do moving forward, because this is a career podcast. This is a career and business podcast. And so for those of you who are business owners as well, I just want to say, for both of these categories of people who are unhappy at work or feeling very, very bombarded in their business right now, what is it that you can be doing to implement some kind of change moving forward in the next year or so? Because if you're not doing anything about your situation, nothing is going to change. And you already know that, but you've got to start thinking about steps, small things that you can do to change your situation. And, you know, I can give lots of situations and scenarios in this podcast, but this is a short episode. The only piece of advice I can give you to really kind of motivate you and usher you on a little bit is to make sure that if you're not happy in your situation, whatever that situation may be, do something about it. Talk to someone, reach out to myself or someone you think is going to help you, because this podcast isn't just a tool for just potential clients. It's a tool for anyone who is feeling a sense of fatigue right now. And I really, really want to address that, but ask for help, ask for support. The next way that you can cope with career fatigue, and this is something that I briefly mentioned in a previous episode, but it's also something that I think we all need to do. And it's something that I have written down as one of my goals in general, in terms of recreational things, because I think a lot of the time, we're so focused on all of the serious adulting stuff we've got to do, like pay the bills, do the laundry, do the food shop, do all of those things that us adults and parents have to do, right? We've all got to do them, get petrol, whatever it is, that we forget to have a little bit of fun. We forget. And I think this is where we need to tap into our inner child a little bit. And the third way to cope with career fatigue is to have fun and do things outside your work. This is so important. And I think a lot of the time we forget the importance of how this is so impactful, not just on our mental health, not just on our physical health, but also overall how we feel about ourselves. And I think it's very important to do this. So doing something fun with your kids, could really, really be helpful, you know. So if your kids like going softball, taking them to softball and then going to the park with them and then doing something fun with them might appeal to you. Or if you're somebody that likes to go and see gigs or watches movies at the theatre and all those sorts of things. Obviously, if you're listening to this during what's going on right now, please always be safe. For future listeners, hopefully things will be a bit better, but I'm just cautioning that because I know that a lot of people are still doing all these things and that's great, but please make sure you're safe. Just always want to reiterate that. So yeah, fun things like going to the cinema. You know, one of the things that I really, really love to do is because I'm such a foodie, I love going to all sorts of different restaurants and having different experiences at different cafes and different places. I also really enjoy, in general, listening to music. So going to concerts, going to musicals, all those sorts of things. So think about fun things that you can do. You know, a lot of people like playing mini golf and things like that, or joining clubs that are linked to a specific interest, you know. One of the things that I really like, I wouldn't say like I'm an avid fan of it. Like sometimes when I see people online, I realize that I'm just somebody who is maybe a mini fan compared to some of the people online, is I really, really like Harry Potter. And for me, I really loved the books and they really, really helped me at a period of my life where I just felt like these books sing to me a little bit. But I wouldn't say I'm like an avid fan. And I've seen a lot of people, you know, join, create groups and things like that. So if you're a fan of maybe a book, a series of books or a program or something like that, could you start a community? Could you do something? Could you join something? You know, do you like singing? There's so many amazing activities that we can do online. I know that there are singing groups, kind of pop choir type things that you can join. There's all sorts of things that we can do these days to make things fun. The reason why this is a really important tip, just going back to it, I just wanted to give some examples there, is that if you are feeling fatigued, if you are feeling tired by your career and you need motivation and you need just a little bit of downtime, this is going to give you that. And everyone here is going to be different. If you're not into some of the things I've mentioned, that's okay. Find what your potential thing is. Find something that you're going to appreciate, you're going to join. I have a friend who she loves reading and she is part of book clubs and she is an avid book reader and she really, really enjoys reading books. I mean, I enjoy reading books. I'm not sure I have the time and dedication to give to a book club, but I'm giving that as an example because it does appeal to people a lot. So honestly, think about the fun things that you can do outside your work where you're going to be helping yourself feel less fatigued, not just about your career, but your overall health. So I'm just going to recap over these tips, well, these ways, should I say, really, really quickly to kind of refresh your memory a little bit. The first way was to figure out what's causing your fatigue. So this could be anything to what potentially not only is causing the fatigue in terms of the workspace that you're in. Two, what is causing the fatigue or if you're overworking, anything like that. So that's the first way, figure out what's causing the fatigue. The second way was, in terms of coping with it, is what needs to happen going forward from this. So what do you really, really need to do to make sure that you don't keep on repeating career fatigue patterns? Because it's very, very important in the long term that if you know that this is a regular pattern for you, it doesn't happen again. So what can you implement? What are the tools and practices you can implement is what we spoke about in that tip. And the third way of coping with career fatigue was having fun. Having fun and doing things outside your work so you're not feeling stressed and you're feeling a lot better about things. So I really, really hope that this episode has motivated you a little bit at the beginning of the year. As always, if you've got any thoughts, if you've got any comments about this, please let me know. And as always, I love, love hearing from you. So please do reach out. And thanks so much, as always, for your support. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Career Happiness Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media or with somebody you know it will make a significant difference to. And remember, if you haven't already, please take some time to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.